My cousin filled up our teacher's water bottle with toilet water. Yeah, my friend. I don't know. It was one of them. Took it, it dumped it in the toilet, filled her up.
I hawked a loogie in my teacher's.
Did you drink it?
And he drank it. And then I sent him a note that said, "How'd that fucking taste?"
Stop, dude. Yeah, dude. What?
Yeah. Did you handwrite the note?
Yeah.
That's ballsy.
Yeah.
That's a ballsy.
Well, I've told this story before. I was drawing a picture. When he walked in, I was drawing a picture of him on the chalkboard in front of the class with a dildo on his head.
You never told me this.
Yeah, I drew a dildo on his fucking head.
Nice. How did you specify it was a dildo in the picture, not just like a
strap,
organic
like
penis?
A buckle, wow. Like a strap on.
Oh, you're into that. Wow. Head strap.
Yeah. And he caught me and he was like, "Get the fuck off there, you fat bastard." He called me a fat bastard in front of everyone.
What?
So I was like, okay.
How old were you?
It was high school.
Dude.
Yeah, I was like a sophomore or junior.
Fat bastard?
Yeah, so I went, loogied in his fucking drink, sat down. Then I watched him drink it. Watched him take the loogie, too. You could visibly see him take it. And then I sent a note up, and I said, "How'd that taste?" Signed, "The Fat Bastard."
Holy shit.
Yeah, and then he was like, "I got to talk to you after class. Like, I can't tell anyone you did this, but we're done."
Does he know that he swallowed a longer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I fucking told him I did it. I did it and told him I did it.
So he had choked on, you saw him swallow the longer.
I saw him drink it and be like, saw his face. I was in the back of the class just like, yes. There was no part of me that thought it was funny. It was a pure absolute vengeance.
Shit.
And then I told him.
Man.
And he was like, even, because he could have lost his job for that.
You didn't not tell, I don't then. Think he would have gotten a lot of trouble.
Were you
Catholic,
Catholic
school? Yeah, he would have been
Catholic
clear.
School. You would have.
He did me a favor.
True.
He had the opportunity to fucking get me like expelled.
Yeah, at a Catholic school, you can call someone a fat bastard and like your parents.
Especially
will come
if they're like, "What was he doing?"
Yeah, it's kind
of drawing a picture of me with a an apparatus on my head. What kind of apparatus?
Was he a dildo head?
No, he was the man. I liked him.
Yeah. Well, clearly he was the man. The way he handled that situation.
Yeah, it's true, dude. He swallowed longer.
He was a young teacher. And he was the man.
To say, like, just be able to squash it like that, to say, "Look, we're done." That's man. Like, he was like giving you a lesson in some man-to-man shit.
And also call you a fat bastard.
Hilarious.
But that's on the table, though. You drew a picture with him with a dildo on his head to embarrass him. Like, he's walking. He's probably seeing you as the man already. He probably already liked you. You know what I mean? And then he comes in and he's like, "Oh, this fat bastard." He wasn't even.
Yeah.
I thought we were cool for a second.
Yeah, and then he did sit me down and be like, "You and me are done."
Yeah.
"I'm not going to tell anyone you did this, but you and me are done."
Yeah, we ain't cool no more.
It's just a shame because me and him were friends, but he caught me on a bad day, dude. He, you know,
you caught him on a bad day.
We caught each other on a bad day. We got war.
He did declare war. You technically won.
I eviscerated him.
How were you?
Swallowed a loogie and then
what
I
class
sent
was
a note
this?
Of religion.
Yeah, he probably still.
He's my religion teacher. He's my religion teacher. God.
You guys couldn't settle that a more ethical way between the two of you.
Yeah. Oh.
That was religion.
Oof. That basically sums up Catholic education.
Yeah, just total war. Just
well, it's like everyone preaching these like
on the
high,
home front.
Everyone preaching these like half understood ideals. Like super high minded, and everyone's like spitting each other's drinks. I'm like, "You fat fucking bitch, fuck you." Wow,
yeah,
that's like a perfect fucking model.
Yeah,
if you were thinking about Catholic education for your child, that's a perfect commercial.
That was a good lesson, though.
It should just be a Catholic education. Should be like here at St. Thomas, and have a kid throw something. The teacher's like, "Faggot, fucking."
Wait, lesson for you or him?
I think both.
Okay,
fair I think enough. For him it was probably don't get too friendly with students.
Oh, definitely,
because he was
distance.
New.
He probably
he was young.
He was, you saved him from fucking a student.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the longer that saved his life.
Might have been.
Dude, he gets away with calling you a fat bastard, like knowing you were the man, and everybody loves that.
Yeah, dude.
He's definitely
he was
fucking
a week
a
out from being like, "Linda, you fat-tittied bitch, sit down."
Linda, you cunt. Yeah, that was,
Damn,
I'm not proud of that. I felt shame.
As a kid?
I felt shame afterwards because just the way he handled it. It wasn't like a haha, this is funny type thing I did to him.
Yeah.
It was like a genuine, like, fuck you.
I think whoever it was, my friend or cousin, or I don't think it was me. I think it was my friend or cousin. Whoever filled the teacher's water bottle up in the toilet, that was a genuine, like, fuck. Whoever did it was like, "Fuck this bitch." And I remember watching it, like, and she sipped it. It was like, she's like, "This tastes weird, dude." The whole class was just like,
Oh, God, yeah, as a teacher, that when the whole class laughs after you're like, "This tastes weird," it must be like, oh my god.
She was so,
what could this be?
She was so dumb. She was like, you guys are weird.
No, oh, yeah, she was so dumb. No, no, there's in Catholic school there are some full retards teaching classes. Okay. Like legit, dude, like legit fucking morons teaching. This lady tried